All right. We're rolling.
Oh, we're rolling.
We're rolling.
Well, then, 5, 4, 3, 2, boom! Welcome to Flowing with Famous, your all Fresno podcast, where we talk about Fresno politics, pop culture, food, entertainment.
Oh, I don't know what things. What presidents talk about?
What you're right. And I am Famous Whitewater, aka Joshua Teehee. With me, as always, Mike C. Fresno, podcast guru.
Hey.
And master of the Dorktown Network of podcasts.
Master.
Yeah. So we are here to talk about all things Fresno, like we do periodically. It's the best way to put it.
We're keeping up our 2 weeks, or biannual, bi-weekly.
So
far, for a little bit.
So we're going to talk about all sorts of Fresno stuff here today.
Yeah, Fresno stuff.
Yeah. What do you want to kick off, Mike?
Since last time we did an all Fuse Fest podcast.
Last time was the Fuse podcast, yeah.
So we're behind on normal stuff.
Yeah.
One thing that's happened is the Grizzlies lost the Giants.
No,
they lost the Giants affiliation.
Did we talk about this before when it was a rumor?
We might have thrown it out
because
there as a rumor.
It had been a rumor for, like,
yeah, it's been
a
rumor for a little while.
You know, a month, couple months.
I guess believe rumor mills because it was, like, for a while. Right. Going, yeah, I think the Giants may bolt. And I'm really like, yeah, come on.
And there was this whole thing.
Where are they going to go?
To be fair, though, the original rumors that I heard had the Brewers coming to Fresno.
Right, yeah, that's what everyone was saying.
Right, everyone just, because there's a whole bunch of math that's involved.
Yeah, it's one of those things that happens in sports, like, usually it happens in college football where, people switch conferences. And this kind of, what happened in the
AAA. Can you explain to people exactly how it works?
Well,
because it's crazy. It sounded crazy to me.
It's crazy. It was like musical chairs.
Right, yeah.
And, because, cities, with the minor league system, you're less bound to the city than a major league team is.
Right.
Although any major league team, if their contract, their stadium contract is up,
they
have the right to move if some other city is willing to take them and the Major League Baseball says that's cool. So it happens, but it's very rare in the majors. But in the minors, everybody city has a contract, or every franchise has a contract with that AAA team, that city / the city.
Right.
And so when that contract is up, they have the option of going somewhere else. And the Grizzlies contract with the Giants was up. So you think, they've been here for 15 years.
Right, 15, 18.
And they're a big regional team.
Right.
It's been a really good fit. The Grizzlies have had, top 5 attendance in the in the PCL pretty much since their existence.
Right.
And
even though the team has never done really well.
Never done well.
Team is pretty
crappy. Because the San Francisco Giants are terrible.
Right.
Have treated the Grizzlies terribly. You're kind of abused as a AAA team anyway, because you're basically, you're acting as partially as a fill in for the major league team. Like when they need somebody, they just call them up. Right. They don't give a crap what you're doing. But the Giants have especially been crappy, like more so than the normal franchises to their AAA team.
Because I always had the
why they've been losers.
The assumption that the AAA team was like. Where you would go to sort of groom the next, but that's not necessarily the case, right?
That's a big component of it.
Okay,
yeah.
Okay.
But some franchises treat that better than others, and the Giants did not treat that that way. They treated it as we need a second baseman to play tonight. Bring up the guy on the Grizzlies.
Right.
They don't care that it's too soon or if the Grizzly needs him that game or whatever. They just called him up. They're very. And they also, the management of the Giants, the owners, barely acknowledged that they were here. I think the GM came one time in 15 years. So it was just, they pretty much just ignored the fact that they're in Fresno and the Grizzlies and all that stuff.
So the Grizzlies and the Giants severed their ties.
Right. And not because the Grizzlies. Now, a lot of Grizzly fans got pissed because they're like, screw you, Grizzlies. I'm a Giants fan. I'm not going to any more games. This is the Grizzlies badly. You know, Mayor Swear got involved. Everyone was trying to get the Giants to stay.
Yeah.
Because they know, like, this is the number one. Giants are the number one team in Fresno.
Right.
So, if.
Are you sure?
Yeah.
Oh, you're going to have a bunch of Dodger fans.
Hey, I like the Dodgers more than the Giants, so I would be.
You're an A's fan.
I am an A's fan, though. Right. I was hoping we get the A's, the Sacramento
And no one cares
team.
About the Padres? Do the Padres exist?
Because they were moving either. The Padres do exist, but nobody cares. Only people in San Diego.
Okay.
There's very few. There's about as many Padre fans here as there are in freaking Colorado Springs. It's like, I don't know why either. It's just that's just how it's gone. But yeah, I was hoping that because in this musical chairs, there's about five teams that were up, you know, could move.
Right.
And so it just happened so fast that Sacramento was able to get the Giants.
Sacramento. I think they were courting them, right?
Yeah, like, they were courting them. They're throwing it
and
out there.
And also the Giants.
But the Giants wanted to. Right, that's where the Giants wanted to go. They just pretty much ignored.
And it makes sense. I mean.
And they just threw out crap out to the Fresno. Like, hey, if you have more going on downtown and the flights were cheaper, then maybe we'd stay.
So let's talk about this. Because I think this is one of the things people also thought. That the Giants left because the Grizzlies as an organization or you know the Grizzlies weren't that baseball in Fresno wasn't doing well. People weren't going to the stadium to see, but that's not the case either.
No.
Right. So it wasn't that
I mean, yeah, it's, you know, attendance can always be better, but when you're measuring
Giants,
us up against the rest of the AAA,
but
we
now,
were doing
right.
fine.
And the Giants, they weren't looking at that either. They could care less, right?
Yeah. That kind of doesn't matter to them.
They
don't care.
We were doing well.
Yeah.
I mean.
We're doing as well as you could expect us to be doing.
So now we are officially an affiliate of the
Houston Astros.
Houston Astros.
Which, as a baseball fan, I dig better than the Giants because I hate the Giants. Sorry. No, don't offend any Giant fans. And also, the Astros are in the A's division.
Mm-hmm.
So I can see somebody in my division's players. And also, they have the number one farm system in baseball.
Right.
I mean, they have the best amount of talent in the system.
So this might be good for
baseball fans.
For actual baseball fans.
Yeah. For Giants fans, no.
Right. Okay.
But they'll come. The Sacramento River Cats, a.k.a. the Giants affiliate,
right.
will come to town, I think, at least six times.
Okay.
Six games at
least.
Right.
They're here all the time.
So they I guess these Giant fans that are pissed better pack out the stadium when they come.
Here's the thing that
really
I always
Giants
thought was
fans.
Weird. So I am not a baseball fan. Never been to a Major League Baseball game. I have been to many Giants games or many Grizzly games.
Yeah.
I've been to many Grizzly games.
Yeah.
Down at the stadium, had a great time. Mm-hmm. So for me,
it's fun downtown entertainment.
I really could care.
Yeah, you don't care who's out there.
I don't care what team it is. To me, it's like it's the Grizzlies. I don't care, So, and I would hope that that's how most people are.
Hopefully.
It's the Fresno team, not the...
Right. Yeah. And hopefully once people get over that, they'll... Because a lot of people are like, I'm not getting season tickets. And, if I was a Giants fan, I'd be bummed that they're leaving. But it's the Giants that are doing it. It's not the Grizzlies. So don't blame Fresno. Don't blame the Grizzlies. And the stuff that the Giants put out there, we want to see more going on downtown. Right. We want to see cheaper flights. Like, yeah, we all want to see that.
Right,
but, you know, that's just not going to happen tomorrow.
Right, yeah.
And, you know, everyone's been trying. And somebody looked at, I forget if it was somebody at the B or somebody, maybe it wasn't even a Fresno person, but somebody looked at, I think it was somebody at the Grizzlies maybe, looked at. Because the big thing with Giants were like, oh, we want cheaper flights and better air flights. And they looked at Sacramento, and Sacramento was almost virtually the same.
Right.
And like, it was the difference was negligible.
The only difference would be the time between when they could get people coming up. So if they had to send someone from Sacramento to San Francisco.
Yeah, it's barely like, what, is Sacramento like an hour closer to San Francisco, maybe?
Yeah.
It's like, really? That's what you're going to put your hat on?
Hey, you know.
Like, BS.
Yeah.
You're the freaking Giants. You're lame.
Right. So there it is. Mike calls it. Mike calls BS on the Giants.
Yep.
Anyway, we have the Astros, so that'll be exciting. It'll be interesting to see next season what the fans do.
Yeah, you know, like how big of a dip there'll be in attendance.
You know,
if there'll be a
they'll
dip,
still
maybe
have
there won't
the taco truck throwdown.
Yeah.
Everything
still have all
fine.
The promos. Yeah. Still, you know, everything will still be the same. Yeah. It's just Astros instead of Giants.
And there might be a new.
Yeah, and they're looking for a new owner.
Because they are looking for a new owner. But again, I don't think that has anything to do with obviously the team had some issues because the stadium is expensive to be in. But, you know, I think they're doing as well as can be expected.
Yeah, so. I mean, yeah, the stadium is expensive, and they got to probably change that. The city's probably just got, I mean, the fact is, we built too big of a stadium, and I mean, I love the stadium, and I am always supported. I think no matter, even if we have to pay money as a city to keep it going, I think it's the benefit is you can't really measure the benefit, like money wise, as far as.
Well, and what are you going to do with it now?
Yeah, it's there now, so let's deal with it. We're not going to just. Not going to just not use it.
Right.
So,
Coliseum and Escape from LA.
Regardless, you know, if we could go back in time, we might make it smaller and cheaper. But, you know, hey, it's there. It's one of the best stadiums in AAA in minor league baseball.
Well, and I think that it is underused, you know.
Yeah,
originally, when they put it in, there was this whole, like, hey, we're going to use it for all sorts of stuff, not just baseball, but
concerts.
You know,
and they use it for concerts.
Blah, blah.
And I found out finally why they don't do concerts.
Okay.
That stage, that big stage that they would roll out into basically into second base.
Yeah.
It's broke, and nobody knows how to fix it. The system that rolls it out, I mean, it's so big that it has its own system that rolls out. That system is broke, and they can't find anyone to fix it.
That is an amazing. Where did you hear this from?
Somebody told me.
That is brilliant, and probably true. So there you go. I'll have to look into that because I think that's hilarious.
Because I mean, you haven't seen a concert there in forever.
No, and I mean, I know that like Farm Aid at one point.
Yeah,
they were really
tried to get Farm Aid. They made a big push for
hard
that,
and
it made huge sense too.
And I mean, no, it does make sense. And I think if they did,
we should have
some of those,
Aid there.
Some of those big outdoor concerts. I mean, I think it would be great. So hopefully they'll get in on that and start doing it. I mean, I think it makes sense. And maybe that's something that the city can help with too. So, okay,
go to the games
baseball
next year.
Yeah, keep going to the games.
We'll
keep
be there. I'm probably gonna go to more now.
Yeah, right.
I'm gonna have to deal with Giant fans. I'm gonna stay away when Sacramento comes into town.
So there's that. What else is newsy?
Well,
newsy kind of stuff.
Mayor Swear doing all the state controllers stuff. Is she's out there, making controversial Republican moves?
She is blowing people's minds.
Blowing our minds, Mayor Swear.
It was like breaking news on KMJ the other day. When
I would like to hear how they dealt with that.
When Mayor Swear, well, no, there's a bunch of stuff that happened. So first, several weeks ago, well, maybe like a couple weeks ago, she would not support or come out in support of Neel Kashkari as the candidate for mayor, right? Mm-hmm. And not that she was like for Jerry Brown or whatever, but she just was like, I'm not going to back Neel Kashkari, who's the Republican candidate. So all the Republicans were like, what's going on?
Yeah, I mean, I'm party lines.
You know, yeah, no, party lines. Then this is the one that was crazy last week that they were all upset about. She endorsed Blong Jung for the county supervisor race, I guess.
Mm-hmm.
And that was a big deal because, you know, he's a Democrat.
Right.
And, you know, hey.
We can't
and people were
lines.
Right, like freaking out, like and then just I think yesterday, the day before, she now has come out or switched her position on marriage equality.
Yep. She says it's cool.
And people are freaking out.
So it's cool now.
Yeah.
But I like how she's basically her statement was like, yeah, I support same-sex marriage. I'm fine with it. Let's move on. I got actual issues to deal with.
Right.
Like, which is, I mean, the best point is like, this is really not an issue that I need to be dealing with. Right.
Especially in her,
I support it? Yes. But let's, you know, I've got stuff to take care of. So let's move on. Let's not sit there and bitch and moan about it.
And, you know, I, what I appreciate is, so I personally believe that the two-party system is ridiculous. And like, you know, Democrats and like there needs to be
it
some
hurts
sort of
more than it helps.
Right. And I think that like that party line thing is just terrible. I mean, it's like
From both sides. Yeah.
You should be. I believe that a candidate or, you know, all people in general should be able to, you know, make decisions based on the information that's available in a way, in a rational way, and not just like, well, I'm a Republican, so I have to support whoever, right. You know? And so I like that she just, you know, she's going to support the person that she thinks is best for, I mean, I assume that's the case. I mean, right. Maybe she's doing it for some other reason, but I'm assuming she's doing it because she thinks that person understands the you know, things that the county needs,
right?
And will do the best, and that's cool to me. So, you know, maybe it's getting her in hot water, and she won't win the comptroller's race.
Yeah.
And I think, you know, the
it's pretty
poll
bold
numbers
to do
show
that,
her, you know, kind of trailing. But yeah, at the same time, I mean, to me, it sets her apart from everyone else. You know, everyone kind of just walks the party line on things, and so to be able to
well,
stay,
and
you know.
I think in like I don't know, I don't even understand how the state controller this race is going. Is does it matter? I mean, I as a Democrat, can I vote for her? Like at some point, like,
for controller?
This, yeah,
yeah.
I mean, but I mean, is this like because I think.
No, it doesn't matter.
So, like,
I mean, it's not a partisan.
Right. It's not really a partisan position.
Right.
So this isn't like a runoff in the Republicans, and then she's going to go up against a Democrat at some point. This
no.
is like
well,
she's
no, she's already going up. She'll be going up.
Okay,
against,
she's in a runoff with
Betty Yee or something. Yeah. I don't know. I can't remember.
And then she a Democrat?
I believe so. Yeah.
Yeah. So like, it's only smart for her in California to be more in the middle.
Right, yeah.
As a Republican, you're smarter to play more in the middle right. than on the Republican side.
Right.
So,
and I mean, and it's...
So what are these who are these Republicans right. going to vote for?
Right.
I mean, they're still going to vote for Mayor Swear.
Right.
If they're going to vote for anybody.
If that's the, yeah, the choices they have.
So, like, why not be a little bit more accepting on it? Because that's the way I've always felt. That she has been as a mayor. As
oh, yeah, yeah.
She's been a pretty much a centrist
right.
politician. And, you know, yeah, she's a Republican, but she's done a lot of Democratic-y things
right.
while she's been here, too. So it's like...
For sure.
That's kind of... That's been her MO as a mayor,
right.
so that's kind of makes sense
now.
Of her being as a state controller possible.
Yeah, so we'll see. We'll see. But it was all over... Yeah, it was newsy kind of stuff. Mm-hmm. All right. What else? We're just
we
at
Flowing with Famous support same-sex marriage. We
yes.
just want to say that right now.
True. Also,
what else do we
straight
support?
Marriage.
Straight marriage is great too.
I mean, if that's
I mean,
your thing,
you know, yeah.
Whatever.
Whatever.
Yeah.
Everyone get married. Humans can marry humans.
Humans
right?
can marry humans, and possibly. No.
No. No. No. No. Let's not start getting crazy.
All right.
Well,
I'm letting you lead the ship tonight, Mike, just so you know.
Did you see that? I usually ignore these, and I'm ignoring this one. But there was another list, and Fresno's the 10th least educated city.
All right.
Was it Esquire that did it, or somebody?
Here's what I'll say to that.
All right.
I also read a list that put Fresno as top 10 recycling cities.
Yeah. Oh, we're number one.
Where 76% of our garbage becomes recycled.
Mm-hmm.
So suck it.
Right. We are better than San Francisco at that.
Yeah. I think, you know, these lists are stupid.
And there was another list that we were like the top 10, like rising livable cities or whatever. Top 10 most livable cities.
You know.
And it's just.
We're uneducated.
You know what, though? I didn't go too far into it. But that stat is, there's obviously something wrong with it because it's a top 10 cities and most of, and there's about 6 valley cities.
Right.
Now, come on, like there's something going on with the way you're taking it then. Like if maybe it's just because we have this large immigrant population that is, you know, has English as a second language. So there's obviously going to be
that's what Ray Appleton would say.
It's going to be different than somebody in freaking Des Moines.
Right.
So it's just like stats are just, there's something wrong with the way they're compiling the stats.
And I mean, that's the whole thing. I mean, I think that these are just, they put these things together because they know people will click on them and then talk about them. And here we are doing it, you know? So I mean, I think that's why they, you know, they're like, oh, those are, who cares? I mean, we understand. I mean, we know, obviously, that we have issues here in the Valley in terms of, you know, education and whatnot.
Well, it's a huge difference when you have a kindergartner that doesn't speak English yet.
Right.
And that, you know, that has to be dealt with than, you know, somebody in another town that's just all white people that already, you know, that isn't, this language barrier isn't an issue.
Right.
So it's just, I mean, come on, you're not factoring that in.
And also, I've been to Arkansas. You can't tell me that.
Hey, I lived there as a child. Yeah, and there's a lot of uneducated people running around.
So, I don't know. I saw that, and I just kind of, I shine it all. I just shake my head and walk away, so.
Yeah.
But, you know, hey, it put us in the...
Got us out there.
Got us out. Put us on the map. So to speak.
Bad press is good. Whatever. Yeah. Whatever they say.
No press is bad.
Yeah.
Bad. I don't know. Whatever. Man, this is.
I'm depressed, Josh.
Yeah.
I'm just gonna cut that segment out.
No, that's fine. Leave it in there. It's good.
Well, we're about to get to our band of the episode.
Okay. All right.
Which, you know, we want to talk about Fuse Fest, too. A little post game for Fuse Fest. We want to do that after we listen to some music.
Let's listen to some music, yeah.
All right. Yeah, coming up, another festival, Spanspec Festival Orosi, California.
Yeah.
October 17th.
That's going to be exciting.
It's coming up very closely.
Yeah.
SpanspecFestival.com.
People should go to this.
Orosi, you go.
It's a ways, south. I mean, it's south. It's probably 45-minute drive, maybe a little more. But, I mean, it's really a cool thing that these guys are doing. They've been putting this festival on for, I think, 9 years now. And it's just like this really cool homegrown thing, and they're raising money for scholarships and really trying to, like, create a sort of a good like feeling of being from this place, like the self-esteem part of being an artist from this small town, and just doing a really good job. And I can't say enough about the festival. And they've, you know, like I said, it's been around for almost a decade now, and they continue to have really great bands play. And so who are we listening to?
Well, we're going to hear some Slow Season.
Oh, yes.
We'll be right back.
rising.
Yeah.
Continue to rise big band out of Fresno.
So these guys, I think they're from Visalia, actually.
Oh, okay.
And they played last year, and they it seemed like that was the band that people were talking about. That was the band that really had people, like getting into it. It was, it's like, you know, kind of that bluesy, like, psychedelic, you know, fuzz yeah. tone kind of stuff. And they actually have an album coming out, and I think, you know, just kind of doing really cool stuff. So definitely keep them on your on the radar. I know they've been playing a bunch of shows out of town, doing some kind of touring and stuff. So, and also, you know, Strange Vine is playing and, yep. and some others. So,
Patrick Contreras is playing.
Patrick,
boy, Patrick.
Yeah, yeah.
Catharsis.
Oh, Catharsis. That's a band for you, man.
Metal.
Yeah, you'll dig them.
Yeah, I think I've seen them around.
Yeah.
Planets Live in Houses.
They're great. Also great band.
Roach Collection?
Newer band, a hip-hop okay. Collaborative, I guess.
Santa Mira.
And Santa Mira, indie rock, yeah.
And Macondo.
And, yeah, Macondo. So, no, those are, it's a great lineup. And Strange Vine, they, you know, I mean, they just do, they seem to somehow get a really good lineup going. And, yeah, good festival, so. That part you'll have to cut out.
I just spilled. I spilled liquids all over my lap. Luckily, I didn't short out anything.
Right. So yeah. Anyway, that's coming up October 17th. I think it's definitely worth getting out to. So we'll plug that, and then we could talk a little bit about Fuse.
All right.
Which happened this last weekend and I think went over real well. So
give a report. Fuse Fest 2014. How did it go?
I thought it was great. I mean, all the bands, you know, came, showed up, did their thing, did really well. There were some bands that I had seen, I think maybe for the first time and mm-hmm. was really impressed. Farouk. Destroyed it. I thought those guys
destroyed
were
metal,
really
hardcore
awesome.
Metal.
You know, I saw Kaleidoscope was probably my favorite act of the entire festival. Mm-hmm. She
She's
was
really
playing
good.
The closing set at Tokyo Garden and just came out and, like, you know, owned it at, you know, whatever time 12:30, 12:45 mm-hmm. at night or whatever, which I think is always great. So, I really like the Redcoats. I heard a lot of people talking good things about the Redcoats.
Yeah, a lot of people talking about Redcoats. I like. You know. I hadn't seen Blue Crown before, and they.
Oh, okay.
I was like,
uh-huh.
That completely threw me for a loop because
right.
I didn't realize how just like rock they
yeah.
were.
Yeah, pretty rock.
I was
man.
Expecting, you know, because they got members from Let's Go Bowling
right,
and
right,
stuff. And you're
uh-huh.
like, where's? Hey, there's no ska there's here.
Really, what's going on? But speaking of ska, I mean, I thought two really good acts, Suppressors and Basura.
Oh yes, Suppressors and Basura
were
just amazing.
Were really amazing. So
there were like there were definitely some big, there were big high points.
Yeah, it was good and ready to not have to do it again. So
we'll see you next year.
But for people looking for, you know, but something coming up, Catacomb yeah. Party will be having a 2015 festival.
Mm-hmm.
And,
took a year off, but they'll be back
yeah,
2015.
I think,
they've already started the
they started
ball rolling.
The ball rolling have submissions, so if you're a band and or someone who wants to volunteer or a vendor, I think, other things like that,
mm-hmm.
you can go to their website.
Artists of any sort, I think.
Go to the website, and you could submit to be part of the festival and
mm-hmm.
and have some fun. So, and that should be a really cool event when they get it going. Yeah.
Yeah.
All right. What else?
Well,
I know there's something else that we had talked about before.
Well, there's some new.
We do some pre-planning, people.
New,
so don't think
new
that,
spots.
Oh yes, food.
New spots to eat at. I ate at the new spot in Fig Garden Village, Jack's
Urban Eats.
Jack's Urban Eats.
Is that what it's called?
Urban, yeah, Jack's Urban Eats. I think.
Tell me about it.
Yeah, it's a good place. It's kind of like a. I want to say a higher end doghouse grill for want of a better way to describe it.
Okay.
But I mean, it's kind of like it's got like a little bit of a Chipotle flavor,
okay,
but like the way they set it up,
right?
So it's like the set up like a where yeah. you know it's like a cafeteria
right.
sort of
it
stuff
looks
where
like
you
yeah.
you go up and you order, which is kind of weird because I think they're still figuring out how they do it. Mm-hmm. But like there's like a salad person, there's a sandwich person, mm-hmm. and then there's a sides person, and okay. then there's a register.
Okay.
So there's like
you
so kind of like
do the
yeah, yeah. It's like, do you want a salad? No. All right, go to the next person. Do you want a sandwich? Like it's kind of yeah. you know, it's a weird little system they've got.
If you're not used to it, yeah.
But you know, once you get used to it, it's fine. But yeah, you know, the place is really cool inside. It's bigger than I thought it was going to be, and I really like the vibe inside. It's got like this like high end cafeteria, like very modern vibe to it, yeah. and. You know, the prices are pretty reasonable. They're not cheap, but they're not, like, crazy expensive right. either. They're, like, right kind of in that. They're basically appropriately priced for
okay.
what they give
okay.
you, pretty much. And if in any place that comes to town, they're going to put tri-tip
okay.
on the menu,
right.
then
sure.
I have to try that first.
Okay, all right.
They got good tri-tip sandwiches.
Okay.
They're not quite Doghouse Grill, but they're damn good. They
okay.
do a good job with those.
Okay.
And producer Becky, we've eat there twice now, and
okay.
I've had good sandwiches both times.
All right. Well,
good food.
There it is.
So,
speaking of Fig Garden Village, so there's a available space there, right? I guess it used to be Coldwater Creek, maybe was the place.
Oh yeah, yeah, yeah. That spot's empty.
That spot's
right now.
Gone. So they did something kind of similar, I think, to River Park. Well,
really?
They didn't do it, but people started talking about it, and so
what
I think
do you
they
got here.
What do you want? And so it was last week, week before, the B did a thing, KMJ did a thing. Hey, what do you want to see there? And they had all these ideas. So I now would pose the question to you because people love to hear about it. What do you think could go? Do you know the spot I'm talking about?
Yeah, yeah,
okay.
It's right, Caddy
right
Corner to Caddy Corner to Elbow Room. Yeah, you know, regular shopping stuff bores me, especially in there because it's always something like that
for
just
older
doesn't
ladies.
Yeah, older ladies or something. That's what seems like their retail right. vibe is in Fig Garden Village. So
they have
like
a J. Crew, men.
Yeah,
stuff. You need to get in on that, man.
I haven't tried it.
Man,
I guess I gotta check it out. Yeah, people have said like Restoration Hardware. If they could get one of those,
okay,
in.
That'd be cool.
I'd like to see a Restoration Hardware.
Uh-huh.
I'm trying to think retail, but I mean, I like restaurants,
right?
You know,
what kind of restaurant will work there though?
Yeah, they already got sushi.
Got it.
They
yeah.
got sandwiches and burgers. They got a pizza place is coming.
Oh, uh-huh.
That place that took over this Ripe Tomato.
Right.
That
okay.
pushed out the Ripe Tomato. Ripe Tomato did not want to leave, but they pushed him out.
How you know
I
this?
Think we talked about this, didn't we?
We did not talk about this.
I feel like we talked about this,
whoa.
But in case we didn't. The
Where are you getting your information?
I heard from the daughter, allegedly...
Of the owner. Okay, go ahead.
That they...
We're putting it out there, people.
They, you know, because I think... I swear we talked about it, but... The initial article was like the Ripe Tomato is closing.
Right, sure.
This was before the Pyology was announced in there, I think. They said, Ripe Tomato is closing. Sure. They're retiring. You know, the owner's retiring.
They've
he's
been
like,
there
he's
for
like,
a thousand
oh, that's
years.
Enough.
Yeah.
But when the reality is, Fig Garden Village is like, we want this place to come in your spot. We kind of want you to take, like, we need you to leave.
Uh-huh.
Like, get, you know, get you. You've only been here for 20 years or however long Ripe Tomato's been there. They're kind of an institution in Fig Garden Village. And, like, this place is going to make us more money, make us hipper. Get out of here.
Wow.
And so they basically just retired because he didn't want to deal with moving to a different location. And so,
wow,
but
okay.
yeah. So there's a pizza place, there's Chipotle. So there's the Brazilian place in the back corner.
Right,
there's a noodle place in the back corner.
Wayward noodles.
Okay. I don't know what. I don't know.
Right.
I guess it doesn't need a food place.
Yeah.
Maybe.
They got the elbow room, so they don't need a bar.
Yeah.
You know, a lot of people were saying music venue. But yeah, I just don't think that there's
That spot's not big enough.
You know, I mean, I think there's things that you would want to see in there, and then there's things that could actually be there.
Right. And I'm thinking, I'd love to see it, but in reality, much different, that doesn't work.
Yeah, I mean, I don't think that there's any place like that. I mean, in my mind, it's going to end up being some sort of retail place.
Yeah, it's going to be a shopping of some sort.
And whether or not they can get someone cool in there, who knows?
Yeah.
It won't be a sharper image. I can make sure that I know that for sure.
That was back there next to Whole Foods, and then now it's gone.
So speaking of new places, and that was kind of a tangent that I just had to go off
That's
on.
Right.
But I went to Guri's Grubhouse and Taproom.
Yeah, yeah.
Which is a new gastropub over there on Shaw and Cedar, where I always think of it as the Willikers. Is what it used to be. But it was also Fajita Fiesta
Willikers, the old Willikers.
Really good. Great place. I mean, they had a really awesome beer menu.
Yeah.
The food was, it's farm to table. I'll put that in quotes,
That's a guess. And I'm not sure.
It's that kind of idea, they're locally sourcing all their stuff. And really good. We went there for brunch. I had this thing called a Maple Benny. It was a pancake with pork belly and a poached egg and maple hollandaise. It was ridiculous.
Damn.
Really good. I think the idea is awesome. I'm not 100% sure that that's the spot for it.
All right.
You know, because it's not like when we went in and we sat down and the waitress came and she had to kind of explain to us. She was like, have you been here before? No. Mm-hmm. And she had to explain to us the idea of the place, you know. Mm-hmm. And it's like, you don't have to explain it to us. We understand. Like, you know, we're hip. We're young people. Like, this is.
We're cool.
Yeah, you know. But I get the feeling that maybe a lot of people don't understand.
Yeah,
so they go in and then they see this plate and they're like, this doesn't look like the food we're used to.
Yeah, we're not used to this.
And so I wonder if, you know, it's a little like forward thinking for that,
right,
that area of town or that spot.
I guess they're hoping, and I would hope so too, like the Fresno State kids kind of become hip
to it. I guess so,
yeah.
But it seems like a little, like, I think that Fresno State kids aren't going to put that much thought into, like, they just want, like, give me a hamburger and some fries. I don't care. You know, they're going to go to the Red Wave or whatever the play, you know. But, I mean, at the same time, they do have a really good beer menu, and I'm sure the bar is awesome. So, maybe. I don't know.
Hopefully.
Yeah. It's a great place, though. I would definitely recommend.
All right. So, we're going to go then.
Yeah. Any other new...
Oh, we've been going to the Benediction, the brick and mortar, the second food truck to have a brick and mortar, Benediction over in Board of Marks.
Well, I guess Casa de Tamales.
Oh yeah, Casa de Tamales started with a brick and mortar, then got a food truck.
Okay,
so anyway, I guess there are three food trucks that have brick and mortar now in town.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's good, man.
Yeah.
I never went to their food truck.
Never.
No,
man.
But
it's good.
It's good.
Yeah.
It's like high end fair food.
Right.
What I've experienced.
Yes.
It's like got that creativeness of a fair food.
Right.
But it's, it's better done than a fair food. But it's like got that funness of a fair food.
Oh yeah.
But
they have the pesto of the sun or something. I can't remember. And it's just like ridiculous. That's my go to. But.
Mm-hmm.
Cool. I'll have to try it.
It's like
out.
Really tiny, but
right.
It's cool.
But to me, I think a lot of places that's the downfall. Like they automatically open in this big place
too
and they
big
think
a place.
They gotta we gotta have 30 billion square feet whatever it is. And it's like, no, you don't.
Mm-hmm.
You know, just start small, build it up. Once you're doing well, if you need to expand, you can. So
yeah, I think they're doing that. So
all right.
That's on Bullard and Marks.
Bullard and Marks. All right. Well, what else? Is there anything else? I mean, I think that we're probably.
I have a beef.
Oh, with me?
No, no. Oh. Yeah. I have a beef with you, Josh. God,
this is where it's coming out. No. All right. Well,
our traffic, you know, reports traffic on radio.
Okay.
These random traffic reports
that,
you'll get.
That happen, yeah.
They're freaking terrible. They're worthless. They're like, don't even bother. Because they basically, from what I gather, just take the Highway Patrol reports and then just kind of regurgitate the Highway Patrol reports. But that's not the reality of what the traffic is. They just like, oh, there's a closure. Oh, there's an old lady walking down 99. Look out. They do that kind of crap. But the reality is, like, real traffic crap is happening that I want to know about, and you guys aren't covering. Because you're saying, like, oh, Fresno doesn't need a trip. It kind of does, because actual shit happens.
All right.
But
go ahead and explain what, like, happened.
This is like a for instance, because a lot of times something like this happens. I commute to Madera.
Okay.
I go down Herndon in the morning, and there's a huge backup all the way from... You know, I'm going out to 99, and there's a backup all the way to Millburn.
Wow. Okay.
Like to the railroad track.
Yeah. Overpass. Yeah.
Overpass. And
that's a ways.
All that was happening was they're freaking doing the medium, like median, beautifying the median near the new Target, like this, like the newest medium in the city, and they got a full lane blocked off to just beautify it.
Uh-huh.
It's freaking. It's 7:30. It's the middle of the freaking rush hour, and this is when they choose to block off a lane of Herndon. So that had things backed up all the way to Millburn. I was late to work. I'm never fucking late to work. It was late to work because of this. If somebody would have told me on the radio that I'm listening to in the morning, like, hey, Millburn's backed up. They're doing a medium thing, one lane. I could have gone off onto Shaw. I could have gone on Ashland. I could have done anything else.
And they break in with those things every 3 minutes.
And they came in like right after I went through it. Like the traffic report came in. I'm like, all right, here we go. Are they going to step up? No, not one mention. Wow. There was like a tire was on the side of a road somewhere or some crap. It's like, you guys, there's traffic apps that like show they can just look at a traffic app and do it.
Like, somebody needs to download.
If somebody wants to pay me to do traffic stuff, I'll do that. I'll just look at apps and they'll be better than what they use.
Wow.
So, Dan, there you go. End of
there
rant.
There it is. See, I live downtown.
You don't care. You don't need to worry about that.
I don't care. I ride my bike.
Yeah. That's never a thing.
Trains, really. I get stuck. Yeah, I get stuck at trains all the time. But other than that, I'm fairly okay. So that was a good beat.
So either don't do traffic ports or do it well.
Do it well.
One or the other, because the ones that are out now are just worthless.
I'm always hearing like no injury, accident.
Yeah, everything is fine.
I don't even know what that means.
And then they'll say like, oh, Northbound 99, doing great. And I'm on Northbound 99, and it's like I can't even go to speed limit. I'm like, shut up, lady.
You're doing great, right?
I'm not doing great.
There it is. That was a good segment. We should have a mic beef every week.
I think it's time to
plug it up. You want to start or you want me to start?
Dorktown Network. Go to Dorktown Network of podcasts. Perfect Pour.
Perfect Pour.
Craft Beer Podcast. Get off my podcast. The Harrison Ford Podcast.
How's that going? Where are you?
We are at... we got done with Witness. We are at Mosquito Coast.
Oh, that's a good one.
Yeah. You watch that one?
Oh, yeah. I seen it.
All right. I think it's underrated.
I want to say I may have...
A lot of people don't
like
it.
I may have even seen that in the theater.
Yeah, I did too.
I was like a youngster, you know, but...
I was all about Harrison, so whatever he was in the movie, I saw.
Okay, there you go.
But I think it's underrated. Yeah. You know, a lot of people don't like it, but I think I liked it.
Okay.
So, yeah. And then Dorktown,
of
course.
And then Dorktown, yeah.
There you go.
I will plug my band. It'll go back, obviously, doing what it does. It'll go back on Facebook if you want to look it up.
We're too late for that Audie show, Saturday.
It'll go back on
Twitter. I hope you saw it'll go back on Saturday at Audie's.
Did too.
Llama Boy.
I'll also plug my day job at the Fresno Bee. So FresnoBee.com, FresnoBeehive.com. If you look in the 7th section on Fridays, you can often see stuff that I write. Sometimes it's good, even, I think.
always good.
Yeah.
Yeah, especially Fridays. Get the B on Fridays.
Get the B.
Look at the 7 section. Josh's column.
I'm everywhere.
It's good.
So, yeah, that's it. Those are the things I'm going to plug. And you know what? One other thing I will plug because we won't get the chance to talk about it. And it is the Friends of the Library's annual dinner in the library. Mm-hmm. Hillary would be mad if I didn't plug this, I think. So it's dinner in the library. Really cool event, and the idea is, it's a fundraiser for the Fresno County Library, but the idea is you go to the Central Library downtown, and you have a dinner with a table host of your choice,
yeah,
and 10 other people sitting at your table, and you get to chat with your table host, and the table hosts are anyone from, like, Kopi to Jake Soberall, who is... the CEO at Bitwise, and
right.
Is kind of this, you know, trying Bitwise, to usher
amazing,
in this whole
thing for downtown,
whole new techie kind of thing. And then there's you know, Bethany Clough from the Bee, and Merrick, and some you know, Bill McEwen and John Ellison,
B Mac,
and some other people.
B Mac, come on, Falling the Famous.
Craig Sharton's going to be a table host. So you have all these people, these table hosts that are, like, you know, very passionate, and they're really into their particular industry or whatever. But they're also really into their community, their city. And so you go and you sit at the table and you have dinner with them and you chit-chat about whatever it is that they're talking about. And
so if you're a stalker of one of them, here's your chance to legally stalk them.
Right. It is that kind of a... No, it's not that kind
of... No,
don't
do that.
But anyway, if you go to the Friends of the Fresno County Library, if you do a little Google search, you can pull up their page and find out all the information that you need on that. I believe tickets are still on sale until the 9th of October. It's a really cool event. I mean, I have been part of it in the past as a table host, and also this year I'm just going to be attending. It's really cool, and it's for the library. Everyone loves the library, so
right,
you kind of have to go. There's also
we
this
go,
year
we go,
a
we go all the time. Producer Becky takes Maya to
Big Garden.
Yeah, all the time. Are we to the one right here in Mark's.
The Big Garden.
Yeah.
And this year they're actually, this is the 25th year that they're doing it, which is kind of cool. You know, it's been around for a long time. This year they're actually going to have a dessert reception. So if you just want to, like, come later in the evening and just kind of hang out and hear some, like, chill kind of DJ music and eat desserts from the painted table, you can do that as well. And that's going to be kind of cool because I think it's going to be more like mingle, hangout kind of thing.
Mm-hmm.
And I think it's, like, you know, $40 or $60 for a couple or something. So you can check all
worth
that
it.
But yeah, oh, definitely. And a good cause again.
Right.
So I will plug that.
Good.
And then we'll be done.
Then we are done.
All right.
Hope you enjoy the fair.
Hope. Oh, we didn't even. Did we talk about the
fair? No, not really. The fair, we know it.
We know
love
it. It happens every
you go,
year.
Tony Bennett, number one album having Tony Bennett, is going to be there.
He's going to be there. I'm sure that show will sell out at some point.
Yeah.
So maybe after the fair, we'll do a little
recap.
Yeah,
post-fair recap.
You going to be going out?
Should be, yeah.
Okay. So we'll talk about the fair next time. In the meantime, we are gone, and I will count us out. 5, 4, 3, 2.